This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome, everybody. Another hour of The Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Glad you guys are with me. KJRadio.com. My book is Race Pimping. You can get it at racepimping.com. You're watching it. You're watching Frederica Wilson race pimp. You're watching the Democrats who still believe that racism is going to be the thing that sells the day. Hey, let's make Trump out to be a racist. People are going to get it. The black people are going to revolt because Donald Trump is daring, dares to challenge Frederica Wilson's account of his phone call to a Gold Star widow. Black people are going to revolt. Yeah, like they did in November 8th of 2016, right? Black people revolted, but you know what they revolted against? The lies of the left. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to preach to you today. The lies of the left. The lies that we should be letting people into this country illegally because it's better for our economy. The lies that we should be letting in Muslims into the country from radical nations. Why? Because it's better. It's going to make us safer. It's going to make us better. More people to tell what's going on with the bad Muslims. Oh, really? I like that logic. Speaking of Muslims, how about an Obama terrorism update? See, recently a Somali terrorist stabbed a Canadian police officer and ran over four pedestrians. Yeah. He entered the United States through the Mexican border, got caught, was released by Obama's Department of Homeland Security, and he continued his journey north to the Great White North. I'm amazed at how many of these Somalis, these Yemeni, name whatever radical Islamic country from which they hail, and they never want to go to another Islamic country. It's so funny to watch. You would think they've got religion in common. They've got culture and all kinds of things in common. And you know what? They don't want to go. And of the 65.2 million people on the run, 99% of whom happen to be running from Islamic countries, they don't want to go to the safety of another Islamic country where they have culture and language and traditions and all kinds of things in common. They all want to come to the North, the Great White North, or somewhere where the indigenous people are whiter than a fish belly. Why is that? So you got this Somali. Somali's a dark man. They're Miles Davis black. Going up to the Great White North into Canada after he's been released by Obama's Department of Homeland Security. The ISIS operative, his name is Abdullahi Hassan Sharif, was arrested and deported. An Immigration Customs Enforcement, or ICE, spokeswoman told various media outlets he was released on an order of supervision, meaning we're supposed to keep our eye on him. And by the way, we know he's associated with ISIS. Radical Islam. We're supposed to, number one, we're supposed to send him back, but we didn't. But if we didn't send him back, number two was we're supposed to watch him. And we didn't watch him. So he goes into Canada, the Great White North, and he stabs a Canadian police officer to death, and he runs over four pedestrians, and nobody blames Obama. We're talking about four people killed in Niger, right? We're talking about four folks killed over there who signed up for the military and put their lives in the way of, for us, for our protection. And nobody will say a word about the pedestrians that this Islamist released on Obama's watch hurt in Canada or the cop that was killed. They won't say anything about any of the other enemy combatants that Barack Obama released who went back to fight. They won't talk about the people who were killed because of a lax immigration program in San Bernardino. Or the ones killed in Boston by the Sarnoff brothers. And on and on. They won't talk about those tragedies. But you better believe they are going to try to milk Niger for all it's worth. And the only difference in any of these scenarios, the very difference for the left, is the fact that Donald Trump is president. If Barack Obama were president, Niger, call it whatever you want, would be just a tragic incident. A tragic military incident. And we would want, I'll tell you this, I want to know what happened and how these men got killed. I want to know so it doesn't get repeated. I want to know where we set up. I want to know for those reasons. I don't want to know because I want to hurt Donald Trump any more than I wanted to know what happened in Benghazi so it wouldn't be repeated again. I don't care. If Hillary Clinton says, look, we screwed up, blah, 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 and it wasn't negligence on her part. If she didn't hold airplanes back or hold back troops that could have supported those men, those fighting men that held that consulate, you know, kept it from being overrun, then no harm, no foul. But when you, well, as they say in D.C., the cover-up's bigger than the crime. That's exactly what we have here. Now I want to know. I don't think there's a cover-up in Niger. I want to know, how do we protect our troops? And I bet you Donald Trump wants to know. But the left wants to make hay. Because that's what they do. They like to make hay. Nothing's there, but who cares? And they will go back and still needle at you, you know, because of jealousies or petty ideological losing battles that they fought. And they're mad. They're mad at Donald Trump. They're mad at you. And you want to know why? Because your stock market is through the roof. Unemployment is down. Consumer confidence is up. You're about to go into a Christmas season that is going to blow the doors off of people. I hate that it's not about Christ. It's about commercializing, but you're about to go into a Christmas season that's going to be the best in a decade. You're going to get unemployment is going to go even further down because people are going to be going like crazy, shopping and buying trinkets and what have you because they feel good. Businesses are going to invest, and this coming year, you're going to hit the ground. Watch the numbers, the unemployment numbers in January. In February, they're gonna reset after the seasonal stuff ends. But you watch what happens, and that's why they hate you. They hate you because you made the right decision in picking the right leader for this country. And every day he proves you right, and he proves them wrong. And I'm talking about viciously wrong. And they can't stand you for it because you're right. They're supposed to be smarter than you are. They're the intelligentsia. You're the the plebe. You're supposed to just take what's given to you. But you did something different, and they hate you. You come back, I want to talk about the king.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get VirtualShield.com,
the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust.
Get started today at VirtualShield.com.
Take advantage of our free 30-day trial.
VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Listening to an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Fellow at the Robert J. Dole Institute of Politics, national speaker, would love to come meet up with you guys. If I'm in a market and you hear my voice, go to kjradio.com. Let's figure out how to get me there. I want to meet you guys. I want to be face to face with you folks. Did a deal up in Oregon. And it's funny, people are, Kevin, we thought you'd be bigger than what you are. Why? Do I sound big? I sound big because I am big. I have a big heart. And I'll tell you something else. It's funny, I tell people this all the time. I'm not a huge guy. Yeah, I'm not. I've never been a big guy. I've been always fit, and I'm thick, right? And I'm strong as an ox. But the reason why people, I have a feeling about myself that I'm bigger, and it isn't any like Napoleon complex, but you have to be like 6'8", 350 pounds for me to go, oh yeah, that big guy. But if you're like 6'2", 220, I don't think of you as 240, I don't look at you as big, you're bigger than I am, but I look at you as like, whatever. But if you're 6'8", 350, my mindset's going, yeah, I mean, I could take you down, but yeah, that you, a guy that size, you got to give some respect to. He's got the hand the size of a plate. You know what I mean? But as a fighter, I don't look at people as huge or whatever. I just know I ain't worried about you. And so it was funny. People write to me. You know, the one guy said, yeah, Kevin, I heard you came to town. Hey, this is up in Salem. And they said, you're the size of Kevin Hart. I'm bigger than Kevin Hart. But, you know, if that somebody thinks I'm that size, cool. And people can see you the way that they have, like, a vision of what they think you look like. And so then they go, oh, I expected him to be like 6'2", 240. No, I'm not 6'2", 240, but I hit like it. So anyway, I love getting out. I love seeing people, shocking their minds, like whatever perception they have of me. And but more importantly, getting the word out. We had a phenomenal time in Salem. We've had a phenomenal time. We did one of these in Texas. I don't know how many people were there. Were five? I spoke to 5,000. Somebody said it was as high as 8,000 people. Whatever the number was, it was crazy. Then we went, signed books. I didn't even have enough books. It was crazy to have people coming up to me, you know, Kevin, can I get your book? You know, we didn't have. We were so underprepared for that event. It was ridiculous. And then one of my friends said, "Hey, let's go out and go get some." You know, we got cocktails and smoked cigars, and we did man stuff at some cigar joint they hang out at. It was a great time. Love doing that. And as far as speaking goes, I'll just be blunt. When I speak, it's from the heart. It's one of the most entertaining speeches. I've backed up. I've gone in the year after Ted Cruz or Sarah Palin or Rand Paul or whomever, you name it, Limbaugh, and to a person, they'll go, oh my gosh, this is the best one of these we've ever had. And I go, well, I appreciate that, especially the company I'm keeping. So I'm not bragging, but that's what people say. So I love getting out and doing that, especially with the radio stations. So we can put something together through the station. Great. If you just want to get me there because you want to help us out with fundraisers so we can get more kids adopted or help folks, man, do it. We love it. See, I talked earlier about this CNN video, fake news, and I wanted to talk a little bit more about it because I didn't do it justice. And then I want to get into some other stuff because Donald Trump's proposing tax cuts. He's got the new budget, which I don't know. I can't be excited about budgets with trillions of dollars in it, but I get it. And my hope is that we can start shrinking the budget while at the same time shrinking the debt. But I want to talk about this fake news video because I think it's interesting that CNN is fighting back. They by themselves are fighting back. And here's what they said. The Hill wrote this story. CNN appears to be taking a swipe at President Trump's attacks on the media with a new ad promoting, quote, facts first. The network debuted its new ad campaign in a Facebook post. The minimalist video shows an apple on a white background, accompanied by captions and a voiceover, saying that while some may try to mislead viewers into thinking the fruit is a banana, it is, in fact, an apple. This is an apple, the voice says. Some might try to tell you it's a banana. They might scream, banana, 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 and over and over and over again. They put banana in all caps. You might even start to believe that it's a banana, but it's not. This is an apple. And I was thinking the whole time, number one, how racist is that for them to use a banana? I mean, what are they trying to say? Are they trying to say that people are like, black people want a banana versus an apple, and we can't make a decision between? What are they trying to tell? I don't know. Anyway, you get what I'm saying. So there's that. And then the second part of it is that these guys are actually trying to make it, they're using the very tactics that Saul Alinsky and the Democrats have used for decades. You, that's racist. What? I don't like that the NFLers took a knee. That's racist because, you know, most of these players are black. Yeah, but that has nothing to do with it. It has to do with nationalism, you know, standing up for the flag, and so on and so forth. I wouldn't care who took a knee during it, whether the person was white, black, or orange, or indigenous. It doesn't matter. Pick your color. I don't like it because I think it's disrespectful to the veterans, the flag, the America, blah, blah, blah. No, that's racist. So if you didn't make the exact phone call to some veteran's widow and it didn't go exactly the way that somebody scripted it, then the call is of racism, a call that presidents make all the time. They've made to many people of all different colors, and you are the first one where a black congressman is there, congresswoman is there, and suddenly he's now racist, a guy that doesn't like the military. He's going to make a call and disrespect a black Green Beret guy because he's got some vendetta against black people? But so is the apple a banana? I just found it interesting that that's the way these guys presented this. Then it goes on to say this. It says, the final image is CNN's logo accompanied by the slogan, facts first. Now, the article says Trump has continually referred to the negative coverage of his presidency as fake news. And earlier this month implied he would consider revoking the broadcasting licenses of networks who publish unflattering reports. Now, that's what they want you to think. that Trump is after these guys because they've been unflattering. They've talked about his suits or his weight or his ears or his hair. But by the way, Barack Obama put a mandate on media, don't talk about my ears. You cannot talk about my ears. And here's Donald Trump saying, no, this isn't about me. I don't care if you attack me. If you attack me on policy, that's no problem. When you blatantly lie, when you tell people, this is what I said to a grieving widow, when you tell people about a policy position that I never said, that I've never taken, or you make up some story about Russians or you name it, then I take umbrage. Because that is not what the media is about. You want to report the truth, I'm all about it. You keep reporting your lies, and we need to take a look at you. We need to investigate what is your motivation. And we all know the answer to that, folks. The media is in the bag for the left, unquestionably. They said CNN refused earlier this year to run an ad for the Trump campaign in response to his attacks and has responded directly to the president on Twitter after he slammed their ratings as being way down. CNN just posted its most watched second quarter in history, the network's communications department tweeted. Those are the facts. Well, you know what? You know what's driving the most watched in history? Not Barack Obama. Donald Trump. I'm not kidding you guys when I say I would love for Donald Trump to say I'm only going to respond to Fox News or Kevin Jackson and the Black Sphere team on positions. That's where you'll have to go get your news. You watch how fast my news would grow in comparison to CNN. I'd grow from nobody into something pretty substantial. Anyway, we'll be back. Keep it here, folks.
Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I have to tell you, I'm sick of John McCain. John McCain is beyond repair. We've allowed this man to milk his service in the military for far more than it should be. Look, I get it. I haven't served in the military. I do a lot with them, but I haven't put myself in harm's way. But John McCain's not the only one who's done it. He's the guy, in my opinion, who's done a John Kerry. He's milked his service for all it's worth, and it's to the point now of embarrassment. He issued a veiled criticism of President Trump's medical deferment that kept him from serving in Vietnam. We did an interview on C-SPAN 3, and he lamented that the military, quote, drafted at the lowest income level of American and the highest income level found a doctor that would say they had a bone spur. Now, let me tell you what's going on with John McCain. First of all, he's a brain-dead moron. Literally. He's a brain-dead moron. Now that he's got brain cancer, we're like, oh, my gosh, we can't say anything about him. Let me tell you, it bugs me that we have to leave hands off while this guy's out there with a Tourette's-like utterance. Oh, it's a brain spur. Look, I don't know what Donald Trump did. Did he have bone spurs? Did he defer because of education? Did he defer because he had money and all that? Look, if he did, it was a sign of the times. People did it. I'm not trying I don't condone it. I'm not telling you it's a good thing. But we don't know what he did. But what we do know is a lot of people did do that. And oh, by the way, if you want to know why it's a good thing to work for money, it's because it gives you privileges. I know it. It's a dirty thing to think that money gives you privileges. Let me tell you what money does for you. For those of you who don't know, money allows you to buy goods and services that people without money can't get. It's that simple. Do I want it used so that one kid can get preferential treatment over another? The answer is no, but it happens every day in this country. What, are we acting like it's something new? Let me tell you what money gets a rich kid versus a poor kid. It gets them into Harvard versus community college. It gets them started in doing their own business versus having to go work for somebody else. Money is privilege. What are we trying to fool ourselves about here, people? McCain wants to make a distinction. My dad was an admiral, and I watched him go off to war, and then I went off to war. Whatever. McCain was a miscreant, and the military was the only place he could go because he was a bad kid. He was a spoiled rich kid, and he probably had a choice. Go to the military, or I cut you off. We don't know anything about this fool. Just telling you, but these guys who want to get out there and be all holier than thou, the majority of these people that talk about what they faced and all that, they couldn't. McCain's a hero. I'd love to see videotape him crying like a baby. bent over on the casting couch of the Vietnamese.
Oh, he's a hero. He didn't do that.
Maybe he is, but maybe he isn't. Maybe John McCain has milked his heroism for as much as he can. I read his record, and I went, that's not the record of a hero. I read it. I dare you to read it. For those of you out there going, Kevin, we can't talk about our heroes. I mean, he's a veteran. Look, all veterans are not the same. I respect all of them for having signed up, but they're not all the same. Some of them live lives in quiet obscurity. They don't care. They've done more for this nation than John McCain could do in 50 lifetimes, and they don't say a word. I know one of them. He's a good friend of mine. I know more than one, believe it or not. Guys who've been in the crap and who've done things that saved this country, that truly altered the history of America. And John McCain's not one of them. John McCain was a leader who got shot down. He was the highest ranking guy in a POW camp. It could have easily been somebody else. And we aren't talking about him. And I guarantee you, the acts of heroism that were done in Vietnam, in terms of what John McCain did, are far exceeded by many others. But they don't run around bragging about it, touting it as, you know, their badge of honor. They're happy to have done their part, and now they've gone away. John McCain wants to influence the election because of his petty jealousies. And quite honestly, how this man is still allowed to serve as a senator when we know his brain is being eaten away by a disease, a dreaded disease, and I certainly feel for him in that respect. But I'm not cutting him any more slack. One of Trump's 5 draft deferments was a result of a physician's letter stating he suffered from bone spurs in his feet. They had people that said you had flat feet. My brother almost couldn't get in the military because they said he had flat feet. That was a big deal at one point. I don't know why. But he got in. He served. Trump's presidential campaign described the issue as a temporary problem. You ever heard of bone spurs? I've had them. I had a bone spur in my back. Crap hurt, man. It is no fun. McCain, prisoner of war for 6 years, got shot down over Vietnam, and Trump said at the time, I don't like people who were captured. I like those who got away. And you could call it crass, but he'd already put up with enough from John McCain. And like everything Trump does, it has a way of circling back. And it makes you put it into the right perspective. That why are we treating John McCain as if he's an untouchable? John McCain has been a cancer to this, to the body republic. He had an opportunity to do something on Obamacare. And what did he do? He backed out and he lied to the people that he represents. He lied to them to their face. This is a guy you want to call a hero? I don't call that a hero. You can call me what you want.
Kevin, now I'm not going to listen to your program anymore. You're just talking about veterans and all that.
I love veterans. I shake the hand. If you're a veteran in a hat, God is my witness. I can be anywhere. I can be getting ready to get on a plane. I will make a beeline, go over, shake your hand, and say, thank you for your service, sir. I do it at the grocery store. I do it at church. I do it in public if it's at a fair. If I see you with a hat, I don't know if you're doing stolen valor. If it's a hat you borrowed from your grandfather, I don't know. But I go up. If you got that hat on, I shake your hand. You're at a restaurant. I wait for you to finish your meal. If I'm eating, I will get up, excuse myself from my table, and go get to you before you get out of the restaurant and shake your hand for your service. So don't act like I don't know what I'm talking about. I appreciate the veterans. And I plan on doing a hell of a lot more for them than the talk of John McCain. He said the other day he had a better working relationship with Obama's defense secretary, Ash Carter, than he does with the current administration. John McCain sees it as a matter of pride to tell you how much he's not working with Donald Trump. How much he doesn't want to work with the Trump administration. He looks for opportunities to hammer Donald Trump. Like this issue with this lady. This gold star mom. John McCain, I can't believe he'd do that to her, whatever. He automatically sides with her because he can't handle the fact that with his record, with his ego, he couldn't ascend to the position of a businessman.
He spent his time doing that. That's what McCain was about.
I'm the one who served, not him.
I'm the one who's been in the Senate for all this time. I've been in the Senate. I served in the military. I got hurt. I can't even move my arms. Look here. I can barely move my arms. And look at what's happening here. He's now the president, and I'm a loser.
Yeah, he's a loser. That's exactly what he is. He's a loser. Just amazes me. I watch these politicos. I watch him. John McCain is in the waning years of his life. I mean, he's 80 years old. I don't know how old he is. He's very old. And he's in the waning years of his life. He's got money to burn. He could burn $1,000 a day until the day he died and not even get close to the money. He could burn $10,000 a day and would not get close to putting a dent in his wealth. And what does he choose to do? He chooses to stay in Congress. He wants to die in the chamber. There's nothing more for this man in the world than this. That should tell you a lot. Let me put it to you this way. You get diagnosed, you're working, and you're rich, and you got a wife that's 15, 20 years younger than you, who was a pretty nice-looking lady, and certainly in her day, and you can do whatever you want, and you get diagnosed with brain cancer, but you like working at Walmart as a greeter. But you go, you know what? I just found out I got brain cancer. Do you continue to be a greeter at Walmart? Trying to just give back a little? Or do you go, you know what? Life's pretty short. I think I'm going to get out of this job. I'm going to go do the things that I want to do. I'm going to go make sure that my finances and everything are in things that I want them to go to. And I'm going to put myself involved in causes that are meaningful. And now, if you say to me,
well, Kevin, he sees the Senate as being meaningful,
I beg to differ. I beg to differ. I beg to tell you there are many things he could do that will directly impact people, not trying to beat up on the president every other day or every other comment that comes out of his mouth. And let me just tell you, the reason why I pose that question is the overwhelming majority of us would know we're out of here. We're going to do the things that matter, not this crap. Back in a bit.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
There is a fake media out there. I get treated very unfairly by the media, and I have a tremendous platform. I think I have 125 million people between Twitter and Instagram and all of them, and Facebook. I have a tremendous platform. So when somebody says something about me, I'm able to go bing, 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 and I take care of it. The other way, I'd never be able to get the word out.
Bing, bing, bing. Welcome back, everybody. It's funny. It's fun to watch the president do what he does. And prior to him becoming president, when Donald Trump was just Donald Trump, the billionaire mogul, it was fun to watch him tweet. And I know it's a – I've talked to people to this day. They say, Kevin, they are now going, you know what, the tweeting's important. But here's the next phase. Yeah, but now he tweets on a lot of things that seem inconsequential. And I go, I keep coming back. I go, I disagree. Inconsequential would have been the NFL, the kneelers. He could have easily let that go. But he didn't. And you know what it did? It drew people to the idea of what's happening in business in general. Not just the NFL, but what social justice warrioring is doing the business in general. He's straightening out the business community by doing that. I talk about that. How these things that seem inconsequential are big. They're not little. Harvey Weinstein. People, Kevin, why are you talking about Harvey Weinstein? I told her it's not inconsequential. It's huge. This is the type of thing that when somebody brings it to the attention, you have to understand the bigger implications around the war on women, how leftist men treat women, and all the things that they reflect back on us that really are the left's problems. If you can't see that, you're not a strategist, and you just need to get out of the game and let the big boys do what we do. Because these are huge things. Donald Trump tweeted about John McCain a year and a half ago. You know, saying he's a hero who got caught, and you're giving him way too much credit. And that's essentially what he was saying, and now it's coming back. And guess who's going to lose? McCain's going to lose in this. McCain wants to criticize. He criticizes a guy who is in less than, it didn't even take a month. He'd already done more than Barack Obama, positive for the nation, than Barack Obama could do in two lifetimes. And they're criticizing him. His own Republican Party. He criticized that. And I keep coming back to these. Okay, so the other one, he criticized this lady, Frederica Wilson. How many people dare challenge the Congressional Black Caucus? How many? Did George Bush challenge him? No, he nuzzled up to him. He wants to be everybody's friend. Donald Trump's like, look, we're not racist. I'm not racist. This country's not racist. I'm not going to treat you like a special interest group. I'm going to treat you like the piece of crap that you are, Frederica Wilson, for daring to try to make hay from the death of a Green Beret. And the majority of America goes, I get it. The majority of America gets when Donald Trump says, I'm not believing your hype against the cops, you young black thug leads in the NFL. And I think you should stand for the anthem. And not be making a spectacle of yourselves in the NFL. And he's right. What are you talking about? I know this man is right on us. So when he tweets, oh, Kevin, he tweeted on something really silly. Is it really silly? I want you to think about this. This is a man who, it's not about money, but it's about what you do with your time. This is a dude who's made himself into a billionaire. You don't do that without focus. You know where to put your energy. And he puts his energy in something. And the first thing that the people that don't even have two nickels to rub together do, go, I think it's a crazy thing he's doing there. I don't understand it. You're right. You don't understand it. You don't know what you don't know. So you come here and I give you some tough love and tell you, hey, you know what? Sometimes it's good for you just to sit something out. Because you don't know. The NFL, tackling that is masterful. We're in week 7, and in week 7, another Sunday, have you seen the empty stadiums around this country? Half empty stadiums. It's getting worse week after week. We started chronicling the stadiums. Did I say stations or stadiums? I meant stadiums if I said stations. Stadiums. We started chronicling them, you know, a couple weeks ago. Saying, send us these stadium pics if you're going to the game. And people would send the pics and go, look at this, look at this, look at this. So it's not only the ratings dropping on TV, these stadiums are beginning to empty out. We posted something that just, it showed every athlete in week 7 who's done something, you know, like raised his fist, took a knee, did whatever, goofed off on the sideline, didn't come out. There's a whole, we have a website, a web post dedicated to this week and who did what. And let me tell you, every week that they continue this nonsense, every week that Roger Goodell allows this to happen, the league gets weaker and weaker and weaker. To the point where I saw a story, I didn't read it, but it said Jerry Jones and other owners blame Anthem issue for, you know, falling ratings. They finally are like, okay, this is hurting us. And I only saw the first bit, but I will presume that the next phase of it is Roger Goodell is going to have to address this, and it isn't going to be, we're going to let the NFL players decide what they want to do for themselves. The NBA took a stance and said, you're going to stand. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't even care. I don't care what happens to these stooges. I personally would love to see them have to go back and make regular money. I want to see all these guys have to go get a regular job. I want to see them relive sports like the old days, where guys would come off the field at the end of the season. They'd say, shake hands, give out a trophy. Maybe they didn't even play the championship game because that just started, you know, during the Lombardi era. They shook hands. That was the end, and they went back to work. They were like the founding fathers. They met. It cost them money. They did what they did, and they went back and hoped that the wife was able to keep the family farm working. This is back when we used to have lots of kids because we knew we needed people to work. And before the Democrats started bringing over slaves. So Trump is tackling an issue that week to week, you get to watch it play out. See, that's the other thing. This is like a reality show. You know, one of these, what, Big Brother or one of the island, I'll get somebody's off the island. And every week, Donald Trump runs the show. And he gets to kick somebody off the island. And every week, the NFL loses a little bit more of itself. And in another, by the end of this season, they won't even recognize themselves. And let me tell you something, folks. If you're smart enough to not watch the Super Bowl, you watch what happens to the NFL next year. But more importantly, watch what happens to business. See, businesses are watching the NFL. Companies like Target, Walmart, and all these bleeding heart liberal companies that have succumbed to leftism for decades. They're watching this. And they're going, how's this going to shake out? And every week you watch them, they're going, it's getting worse. It's getting worse. Here's something interesting about the NFL. A guy on CBS wrote a piece, and he says, it's not just Donald Trump's attack of the NFL and the anthem. He says it's the product. He says the NFL is giving an inferior product. Well, I want you to think about the NFL and its manufacturing process, okay? The NFL for years was mostly white. And then it slowly became infused with blacks. And now the NFL is 70% black. And you know what the guy said at CBS? It's an inferior product. Isn't that racist? You know why the NFL is an inferior product? It isn't because these athletes aren't better. The athletes jump higher, run faster, and are stronger than any of their predecessors. From years ago, when the field was dominated with white boys with these helmets on that had no face mask, the product has gotten certainly better product. The raw materials are much better in the product now. Wouldn't you agree? I think you would. So if the raw material is better, why isn't it a better product? It's because the raw material is flawed. As good as it is, it's flawed. And we're now beginning to see it. See, we're seeing the social media, the social justice impact, not social media, but maybe to a degree, but the social justice impact on sports. Bunch of big babies. They got more protection than any white dude ever before in the past. You watch those old black and white films, go look at them. These guys got shoulder pads the size they look like gorillas wearing these things. They can't hit in certain ways anymore and yada yada. No crack backs, no this. You can't drag the person down by the face mask, this, which I don't disagree with. Many of the things they've done, I don't disagree with. But many of the things they've done, they've ruined the sport. And the biggest way they've ruined the sport is they've allowed the product to now say, we're going to dictate how this sport goes. We're going to, you know, determine when we take a knee and what we stand for. And that's what's ruining this sport.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.